who I am. Let's bow our heads and pray together. Dearly Father, we thank you that you invite us to come to your throne of grace again. That we can come to this victorious Lord's Day to rest in peace with you together. Please help us cast our burdens. Anything that entangles burden us. Then we can focus on you and only you.
主啊，在你这得胜的主日，我们也要做一个得胜的基督徒。
Though coming on this victorious day, we also want to be a person of victory.
主啊，求你赐给我们生命的粮。
Lord, give us the food of life.
好叫我们吃你喝你，就有你的生命在我们里面。
That we can eat your flesh, your blood, and then your life will develop in us.
帮助我们改变我们自己的生命。
That we can change our life.
当你再来的时候。我们可以侍立在基督的台前。
That we, when you come again, we can stand firm in front of you.
主，我们当中有劳苦愁烦的。
Well, whoever has a burden,
求你接过人的重担。
That you can relieve our burdens.
以你自己的话语来取代我们的软弱。
Replace the weakness with your strength.
求你听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayers.
保守我们以下的时间。
Sustain our prayer and worship together.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹，我们再一次要来思想神的话语。
Brother and sister, let's spend some time to reflect and meditate on God's words again.
有一个农夫带着他的侄子去露营。
There was a farmer who had his nephew went on camping.
他的侄子是一个非常有学问的人。
His nephew is a very intelligent and knowledgeable person.
他一共得到五个学位。
And he got all five different degrees.
然后他们去露营。
And they went on camping.
他们很快地把营帐架好。
And after they set up the tent and they went on sleep.
因为很累，很快就睡着了。
Because they are very tired and fell asleep very quickly.
到了半夜，这个叔叔就把这个侄子叫醒。
And at about midnight, the uncle wake up the nephew.
他说，你往上看，你看到什么？
Look above, what did you see?
那个侄子说，我看到满天的星星。
So I saw all the bright stars in the sky.
然后那叔叔就问他说，你知道这代表什么吗？
And the uncle asked the question, do you know what it represents?
那个侄子很有学问，对不对？
And as you know, the nephew is very, very knowledgeable.
他说，从天文学来说，代表这里有数以百万计的银河。
According to astronomy, that means there's hundreds of millions of Milky Way in the sky.
如果从气象学来说，明天会是一个好天气。
But from the meteorology, that will be definitely a good weather tomorrow.
从文学上来说，这可以印证很多诗人的灵感。
And then from literature, that definitely will be a lot of inspiration from poet before.
从神学上来说。真的有一位创造的神。
From the theology, then you know that there definitely is a creator for the universe.
然后他反问他的叔叔，你觉得这代表什么？
And the nephew asked the uncle back, so what do you think this means?
那个叔叔摇摇头，叹了口气，看着他说，
The uncle shake his head and sighed.
这代表有人偷走了我们的帐篷。
This means someone had taken away our tent.
各位弟兄姐妹，我们想事情的时候，常常会有那种先入为主的观念。
A lot of time we are thinking about things and trying to find a solution, we always put ourselves too much into the thinking.
我们用自己的主观去看一些事情。
A lot of time you look at things very subjectively.
我们忘了其实还有其他的角度可以同样去做思考。
And a lot of time we forget about there's a lot of perspective into one matter.
夫妻之间常常会有意见不同。
There's a lot of quarrels, as you know, between husband and wife.
可能就是因为某一方习惯用自己的立场去想事情。
And sometimes maybe because one other person likes to think about matter in his or her own way.
而忘了还有另外一半的存在。
And they forgot about there's still another spouse that was thinking it differently.
我就常常这样被骂。
And that's a lot of times that I was being rebuked by my wife.
在工作上也是一样。
Doing at work is the same thing too.
你的同事会跟你有不同的意见。
And sometimes your colleague will definitely have a different opinion than you have.
因为恐怕他是从他的观点去看事情。
And because a lot of times he was thinking about things based on his own viewpoint.
忘了你这一位同事。
And forget about you still his partner and colleague.
也就是说，我们常常会忘了另外一个人。
A lot of time, that is means we forget about there's still someone else besides us.
在你要做决定或者看一件事情的时候，这个人也有一个角色。
Yeah, a lot of time when you're trying to make decision or trying to consider matter, there's other people. They also have a contribution in the matter.
如果你忘了另外一半
，if you forget about the other half,
或者忘了另外一个人
，or forget about the other person.
恐怕就很容易产生不满。
And that definitely there will a lot of dissatisfaction happen.
我们今天的主题是忘了我是谁。
Our title today is Forget Who I Am.
有一些人恐怕也忘了耶稣。
A lot of us probably forget about who Jesus is.
那个谁其实就是耶稣。
Yeah, who in my title is Jesus.
我们今天看的是马太十六章。
The scripture we read today is from Matthew chapter 16.
这一段经文有很多的文章从这里出来。
There's a lot of article written based upon this passage.
请大家注意的听。
I'd like you to pay a little attention to what I'm going to share with you today.
当耶稣带着他的门徒到该撒利亚腓利比的时候。
When Jesus take his disciples from this place called Caesarea Philippi. Yeah, that's right.
他问他们两个问题。
They asked the disciple two questions.
第一个问题是，请问别人说我，这个我就是人子啊，是谁
？I'd like to ask you who other people think I am.
那些门徒就想了好几个答案。
Well, a disciple giving several different answers.
有人说他是施洗约翰。
A lot of people think he is the John the Baptist.
有人说他是以利亚。
People think he is Elijah.
有人说他是耶利米。
People think about he is probably Jeremiah.
不管是谁说的
，No matter who says who he is，
这些都不是标准答案。
Those are all not the correct answer.
施洗约翰这个时候已经死了。
Back then, the John the Baptist had was dead.
所以说他是施洗约翰的人。
So whoever say he is John the Baptist,
可能是认为施洗约翰复活了。
Maybe was thinking about John the Baptist was revived again.
大家知道这是没有事情。
You would think about this is definitely not true.
有人认为他是以利亚
，and people think about he's probably Elijah，
因为在旧约当中有弥赛亚的预言
，because in the Old Testament there is a prophecy about Messiah，
而以利亚就是弥赛亚的先来的那个
，and Elijah will be the forerunner of Messiah。
神在救赎以色列之前
，when God saved Israelites，
会有一个像。以利亚这样的角色先到以色列人中。
There is a person, such as Elijah, come to the in the midst of Israelites.
有人说他是耶利米。
Some people think this person is Jeremiah.
因为耶利米是个先知，他传讲神的话语。
Because Jeremiah, as you know, is a prophet. He preached God's words to the Israelites.
而他的信息是叫人。赶快归向真神。
And his message is for people to be converted and converted God.
这些人的答案都不正确，因为他们看见的是耶稣所做的事。
None of this answer is not right because they only pay attention to what Jesus has done.
却没有认识耶稣真正的身份。
And they don't really recognize the real person who Jesus is.
所以在今天的周报上面，你第一个空格可以填，借着作为。
So on the first outline you have on your bulletin today, and then you write it down through the deeds.
人不能认识他。
Through the behavior, men do not know him.
各位弟兄姐妹， 当人只看到耶稣的作为的时候
，Brother and sister, if we only pay attention to what Jesus had done in the past,
往往就会以为哦，那个耶稣就是谁
？Then you will try to think that Jesus was such and such person.
耶稣不是施洗约翰
，Jesus is not John the Baptist.
因为耶稣自己就是那个弥赛亚
，because Jesus is the Messiah himself.
他就是施洗约翰说，在他后来要来的那一位。
And Jesus is the one that John Baptist referring, the one who's going to come after him.
施洗约翰自己说，我连给他解鞋带也不配。
John the Baptist saying that I'm not even fit to carry his sandals or loosen up his shoelace.
所以耶稣不是施洗约翰。
So we know that Jesus Christ is not John the Baptist.
耶稣也不是以利亚或者是耶利米。
And Jesus is not Elijah, neither he is Jeremiah.
他是那位道成肉身的神。
He is the God of incarnation.
他已经亲自来到这个世界上。
He has been with us in the past.
他不需要再借着别人去传讲神国的道理。
He doesn't have to preach the words and kingdom through others.
所以各位弟兄姐妹，单单知道耶稣做过的事。
So brother and sister, only knowing what Jesus has done,
我们不能真正认识他。
We will not be able to know him exactly.
门徒从各处听到关于耶稣的传说。
Disciple has learned about things, news about Jesus Christ.
是因为这些人可能听过或者看过耶稣做过许多的事情。
Because they all probably known miracles, things that Jesus has done.
甚至听过他讲道。
And they also heard about his preaching synagogues.
所以可能有人看过耶稣的医治。
And people also have witnessed healing power of Jesus Christ.
或是赶鬼。
Or his power of driving or cast out demons.
或者是他曾经传讲的道理。
Or the preaching in the synagogues.
但是透过这些人并没有真正的认识耶稣。
But through all of those things, people cannot really know him.
他们只是把他做的跟他们所知道的人配在一起而已。
They just match up what this person had done to the person.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果我们只看耶稣所做的
，So brother and sister, we only pay attention to what Jesus Christ has done.
我们对他的认识是不完全的。
Then our knowledge about Jesus Christ is not complete.
所以耶稣又问他们第二个问题。
So Jesus asked them the second question.
那么你们说我是谁呢
？And what do you think I am?
这些门徒当中，那个常常担任发言人的彼得就说了。
And the one that always speaks the most, as you know, Simon Peter.
彼得回答说：“你是基督，永生神的儿子。”
You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God.
这个是标准答案。
This is the right answer.
彼得一口就把耶稣真正的身份讲了出来。
Without hesitation, Peter was able to reveal God's Jesus persons.
我们看见真正跟随耶稣的人，他的答案是不一样的。
And you know that the person that truly followed Jesus Christ would have the right answer.
他的答案是正确的。
The answer will be correct.
耶稣自己也称赞彼得说他是有福的。
Jesus Christ also said Peter is blessed.
因为他讲对了。
Because his answer is correct.
但是彼得没有什么好骄傲的。
But Peter, there's nothing for Peter to be proud of.
你知道彼得这个人常常会得意忘形。
Because Peter is always a little bit of overjoyed about what he did.
但是他没什么好骄傲的。
But there's really nothing for him to be proud of.
因为耶稣接着告诉他。
Because Jesus continued to tell him,
如果不是天父的启示，你也答不出来。
Without the revelation from our heavenly Father, you wouldn't know the answer either.
各位弟兄姐妹，人认识耶稣不能单凭眼见。
But we know that we cannot just knowing the God through what we see.
单凭耳朵去听。
Or through things we hear.
而是需要上帝在我们心里的启示。
But we need to know God from the revelation from our God himself.
什么是启示呢?
What is revelation then?
就是神亲自告诉人的事。
It's the thing that God will tell us personally.
是神使人明白的事。
It's the thing that God wants us to understand.
旧约时代的先知。
In the Old Testament, all the old prophets,
他们的任务之一,
one of their responsibility is,
就是把神的话传给当时的人,
is to preach God's words to the people back then.
把上帝要做的事先告诉先知,
they tell the prophet about what God's about to do.
所以先知从神那里得着启示,
so the prophet will receive the revelation from God.
我们也是一样。
We are in the same situation.
神让我们有从他那里来的启示。
God will let us have the revelation from him.
我们才会相信耶稣基督是上帝的独生儿子。
Only through that revelation we know that Jesus is the only son of God.
是死而复活的神。
He's the son that being resurrected.
是将来要来审判世界的主。
And he will be the king that judges the world in the future.
如果没有上帝的启示,
without the revelation from God,
即使一个人熟读圣经,
even a person that studied Bible carefully,
他还是不能认识耶稣,
he will not understand Jesus Christ fully.
你知道除了神学家以外,
other than theologian,
有许多许多人的圣经知识,
there's a people that definitely have a very, very good knowledge and sometimes have a better knowledge than any one of us.
有一群学者,
there's a group of scholars that study Bible and Bible only. But they don't believe Jesus Christ. Because they did not receive the revelation from God. Jesus also said,
你们查考圣经,
you diligently study the scripture,
以为内中有永生,
because you think by them you possess eternal life.
然而你们不肯到我这里来,
but you refuse to come before me.
这是对着那些不信的人讲的。
That was said to the people who doesn't believe him.
你们以为看懂了圣经就得着永生。
You think if you understand Bible, then you will receive the eternal life.
其实你们真正要认识我, 要到我这里来。
But in reality, to know me, you need to come before me.
所以各位弟兄姐妹,
so, brothers and sisters,
我们跟彼得一样, we are 都是有福的。
We are all like Peter, who's all been blessed by God.
因为我们都得着神的启示。
We all receive the revelation from God.
认识耶稣是基督,
we all know Jesus Christ, Jesus is Christ.
是永生神的儿子。
He is the Son of the Eternal God.
弟兄姐妹, 你是有福的。
Brother and sister, we are blessed.
因为上帝已经启示给你。
Because God has revealed this to us.
不过, 我们虽然知道耶稣是基督, 是弥赛亚, 是永生神的儿子。
Even though we know that Jesus is Christ, he is the Messiah, and he also is the Son of eternal God.
我们却常常忘记他是谁。
But often we forget who he is.
我们继续往下看。
Let's continue to study.
耶稣跟门徒的谈话到这里并没有停下来。
The conversation between Jesus' disciple continued.
耶稣继续跟彼得这些人谈到教会。
Jesus continued to talk to Peter and his disciple about the church.
18节耶稣说,
In verse 18 it says,
我还告诉你, 你是彼得, 我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church.
阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
The gates of hate would not overcome it.
各位弟兄姐妹, 当你在读的时候,
brothers and sisters, when you read this scripture,
你会不会觉得好像接不上?
you will wonder there's a little bit disconnection from the last verse we just read.
耶稣本来在谈自己的身份,
he was talking about his real status.
终于从彼得的口中得到了标准答案。
And Jesus was able to get the right answer, right?
既然得到了标准答案, 应该就在这里停下来了,
if you got the right answer, that will be it.
可是不,
no, not exactly.
耶稣要借着这一段关于他身份的谈话,
Jesus Christ wants to tell them more about after he revealed his status.
继续告诉门徒一个重要的计划,
continue to tell the disciple a very, very important plan in the future.
就是关于他教会的真理。
And this is concerning the church.
首先, 耶稣说他要把教会建立在这个磐石上。
The first thing he said, I want to build my church on this rock.
大家可能都知道彼得这个字,
Now, most of you probably know the name Peter.
是从希腊文 Petros 来的。
Coming from Greek Petros.
意思就是石头。
The meaning of that is exactly stone
or rock. 它也可以指rock, 岩石。
Rock.
所以历代的圣经学者在这一句话上面都曾经辩论过。
So there's a lot of debates and discussion about this verse.
耶稣说的磐石到底是谁?
The rock that Jesus is referring to, who's that exactly?
有人认为耶稣说的磐石就是彼得。
A lot of people think the rock that Jesus is referring to is Simon Peter himself.
耶稣要把教会建立在彼得这一块磐石上。
Jesus Christ wants to establish the church with Peter.
如果我们单单看这一段对话,
if we only look at this dialogue,
似乎很适合当时的情境。
This is quite fit to the situation back then.
然而当耶稣说这一块磐石的时候,
But when Jesus referring to the rock,
耶稣用的是另外一个希腊字,
But Jesus was using the other Greek word,
Petra.
Petra.
跟 Petros 是不一样的。
That was different than the Petros, the other Greek word.
如果耶稣真正的意思是要把教会建筑在彼得身上,
If Jesus really wants to say the established church based with Peter,
耶稣应该用的是同一个字。
Jesus used the same words as Simon Peter's name.
这样就可以避免很多的混淆。
Well, that will prevent a lot of confusion.
但是耶稣没有。
But Jesus did not use that word.
彼得虽然说对了答案,
Even Peter gave the right correct answer.
但是耶稣并没有因此要给他一个奖赏。
But Peter didn't give him a prize.
因为彼得讲对了。
Even though Peter was giving the right correct answer.
是谁的功劳?
Who actually should receive the reward?
不要忘记, 是天父启示他的。
It's all because of revelation from the Heavenly Father.
并不是彼得自己的功劳。
It's not... Peter should not receive the reward.
所以彼得并不是那一块磐石。
So Peter is not the rock that Jesus Christ is referring to.
很显然天主教认为彼得是那个磐石。
In Catholics, they were thinking about Peter is a rock.
他们把彼得认为是他们的首任教皇。
They believe Peter is the first priest. In their religion.
如果不是彼得, 那是谁呢?
If the rock is not Peter, then who will be the rock?
弟兄姐妹, 这磐石就是耶稣自己。
Brother and sister, the rock that Jesus is referring to is himself.
你可以想象耶稣当时在跟门徒讲这一句话的时候。
You can kind of imagine when Jesus was telling this story to the disciple.
耶稣是用手指着自己。 这磐石上,
you could imagine that Jesus Christ is pointing himself. He is the rock.
旧约先知的以赛亚书,
In Old Testament, Isaiah.
提到神所差派的弥赛亚。
They mentioned about the Messiah was sent by God.
就是用石头来比喻。
They was using a rock as an example.
诗篇当中也提到。
In Psalms also mentioned about this.
匠人所砌的石头。
The stone that the builder rejected.
已成了房角的头块石头。
Has become the capstone.
这同样是在描写要来的弥赛亚。
This also they all used to describe the Messiah who is yet to come.
耶稣自己在马太福音21:42。
Jesus also referring himself in Matthew chapter 21:42.
也把自己跟房角石连在一起。
He connect himself to the capstone.
彼得在使徒行传。
In Peter's a lot of activity is also recorded in Acts and the First Peter.
也都指出耶稣是那一块房角石。
And they all pointed out that Jesus Christ is the capstone.
所以我们可以很清楚地说。
So we can definitely declare, undoubtedly,
教会的根基就是基督。
The foundation of church is Christ.
所以在今天的第二大点，教会的根基是基督，各位可以写。
So the second bullet that you have is through the foundation. Christ is the foundation of the church. The first bullet.
教会必须建立在基督的身上。
The church needs to be established upon Jesus Christ's foundation.
因为教会是本于他的救赎而出现的。
Because church was established after the salvation.
教会是根据基督的道所建立的。
The church was established based on God's word.
教会是为着基督的使命而存在的。
The church was established based on God's mission.
教会是基督的心腹。
And God is the...church is the bride of the church. Church is the bride of the Christ. Sorry.
将来教会要献给基督。
In the future, the church will be presented to the Christ.
教会是让将来神得着荣耀而预备的。
The church was prepared for God's glory.
因此，教会必须扎根在基督这个磐石上。
So the church needs to be firmly established on the top of the rock.
才有神的真理跟生命在教会里面。
In that way, then God's truth and life will dwell in the church.
教会才不会动摇。
And the church will not be shaken.
请大家特别注意十八节里面。
I'd like all of us to pay attention to verse 18.
耶稣说，他要把我的教会。
Jesus said, I will build my church.
建立在自己这一块磐石上。
On this rock.
基督自己的教会。
The church of Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们常常忘记的一件事。
Brother and sister, this is something we often forget.
我们忘了基督是教会的根基。
We forget about Jesus Christ is the foundation of the church.
我们会把根基放在人的身上。
Sometimes we will establish foundation on people.
有些教会有很知名的讲员。
A lot of church they have a very famous preacher.
或者有很知名的人士。
Or maybe some people in the church are pretty famous.
信不信由你。
Whether you believe it or not.
这个人的名常常被高举。
And then the name of that person will be lifted up high.
这个人就渐渐变成教会的焦点。
And then that person will become a focal point of the church.
人的眼光也渐渐从神的身上跑到人的身上。
And people'sfocal point will gradually shift from God to that person.
如果这个人要离开教会，
If this person ever leave the church.
大家就很紧张。
And everybody will get really, really nervous.
甚至会想办法把他留下来。
And they were thinking about a lot of different ways to keep him, to make him stay.
生怕这个人走了。
Yeah, they are afraid if this person ever leave.
教会就受亏损。
And there's definitely will, the church will be, be dysfunctional.
这是我说人忘了。基督是谁
？And that is the reason why I'm saying people will forget who Jesus is.
忘了教会的根基是谁
？Forget about what the foundation of church is.
弟兄姐妹，教会不用害怕牧师或者传道人离开。
Brother and sister, we shouldn't be afraid that the pastor or minister will leave the church.
你不要怕一个名讲员离开了教会。
You don't have to be afraid of someone who'svery good in preaching will leave the church.
教会怕的
What we mostly afraid of is
是基督没有跟教会同在
is Jesus Christ is not connected to the church.
是教会失去了基督这一个根基
that we, the church, is lacking the foundation of Jesus Christ.
我想各位都可以承认一件事情
I believe you all will admit the following.
一个失去根基的教会
，If a church without a firm foundation，
就是一个俱乐部而已。
And it will be just a regular social club。
在台湾的时候，我帮助过一个小教会。
Back in Taiwan, I was helping a small church。
这个教会都是知识程度比较低的。
And this church, a lot of people not a very doesn't have a very good education。
他们在台湾的东部，是一个原住民的教会。
And this is a small area with the Aboriginal people.
他们的牧师离开以后
，After the pastor left the church,
弟兄姐妹非常的恐慌。
And the people, brothers, in the church are very, very frightened.
群龙无首。
And they don't think they have a leader.
不知道怎么办。
And they don't really know what to do.
因为他们从来没有想过自己要去挑担教会的担子。
They never thought about they will have to carry a heavy burden, in the church.
他们牧师离开是2004年的事。
The pastor left at year 2004.
到现在，这个教会仍然存在。
And till now, the church still in existence.
弟兄姐妹，你知道为什么吗
？Brother and sister, do you know why the church still in existence?
因为基督没有离开
，because Jesus Christ is still with the church.
基督爱他的教会
，Jesus loves his church.
基督为这个教会预备了更多爱主的弟兄姐妹。
Jesus prepared this church and giving more loving brother and sister to the church.
那个过程是你想象不到的。
And you probably won't be imagine how the entire process goes.
他从很远的地方，很奇妙的。带来很多爱主的弟兄。
Out of some miracle, they brought a group of loving brothers and sisters to the church.
得过很好装备造就的弟兄。
And those group of brothers and sisters had been well equipped.
这个教会就因着基督的爱，因为基督这个根基。
Because the love of the Christ and the foundation of the Christ.
比原来更好。
And the church was even.More fervent than in the than the past.
这个是你如果把焦点看在人的身上，永远做不到的事。
You definitely won't be able to do that if your entire focus is upon people.
耶稣在第十八节后半到第十九节继续在讲。
And continue on, Jesus Christ, continue to talk about things on the second half of 18 to 19.
但是他在讲权柄。
And this time he shifted his focus to authority.
他说阴间的权柄不能胜过教会。
He says the gate of hate would not overcome the church.
阴间指的就是死亡。
And the hate is referring to death.
当然各位也知道他指的就是撒旦的势力。
And as you would know, he is referring to the authority and, of Satan.
撒旦和他的党羽
Satan and his follower,
虽然用尽各种方法跟基督为敌
they are using all different kind of methods to be against Jesus Christ.
破坏他在这个世界的计划,
they're trying to destroy Jesus' plan in this world.
引诱人犯罪,
enticing people to commit sins.
但是还是敌不过教会,
but they will not overcome the church.
教会仍然是胜利的一方,
church will continue to be on the victorious side.
为什么?
Why so?
第二个空格, 各位可以填全饼。
And the second blank over there is Christ is the authority of the church.
教会的权柄是从基督来的。
The authority of the church is coming from Jesus Christ.
保罗告诉我们,
Apostle Paul told us,
基督是教会的头,
Christ is the head of the church,
是教会的元帅,
is the commanding officer of the church,
教会是基督的身体,
and church is the body of Christ.
就是在告诉我们, 教会是被神充满的,
this is to tell us that God is in the midst of the church,
是与神同在的,
and they coexisting with God.
神就是要借着教会进入世界,
God is using the church to be able to enter this world,
为基督得着更多的灵魂,
and will rescue more souls through Jesus Christ.
因此教会有从神那里来的属灵权柄,
so the church has the authority from the God.
而且这个权柄就是基督自己,
and the authority of the church is from Jesus Christ and Christ himself.
这样的教会,
and this kind of church definitely will not be afraid of the powers from the hell.
因为教会就是神跟人同工的地方。
The church is where people work together with the eternal God.
耶稣又把话题扯到彼得的身上。
And continuing, Jesus changes topic to Peter.
耶稣说要把天国的钥匙交给彼得。
Jesus tell Simon Peter, I will give you the keys of the kingdoms of heaven.
同样，这也是需要解释的地方。
And this is definitely need some explanation.
第一，天国的钥匙是什么？
First, what is the keys of the kingdoms of God?
有人说我们可以从彼得后来的经历来了解。
That a lot of people think we'll be able to understand what it is from a lot of ministry that Peter was doing.
天国的钥匙可以指彼得在后来,
the keys of kingdom can be referring to
到处传福音的事工,
the ministry work that Peter was doing.
比方使徒行传二章,
like in Acts chapter 2 verse 5,
那里讲五旬节圣灵降临。After
the Pentecost, the Spirit descend.
彼得为上帝做见证。Peter
was sharing the testimony for God.
结果有一大群人信主。And
there are thousands of people being converted and being baptized.
所以有人说，So
people say,
彼得用天国的钥匙让很多人进了天国。So
Peter was able to use the key of kingdom to open up the gate for thousands of people.
还有一种解释,
there's another explanation.
就是钥匙本身代表的是一种权柄。
The key represent some forms of authority.
大家看电影吗?
Do you watch movie?
有些电影会说我们要发射飞弹。
There's some movie that will say they will launch a missile, nuclear missile.
发射飞弹的人要有一把钥匙。
There's always a launch key to launch a missile.
或者你在银行有一个保险箱,
or you have a safety deposit in the bank.
那个保险箱只有你可以开,
and you are the only one who can open up the safety deposit.
所以你有一个特别的钥匙,
so you have a special key that you can open up that box.
如果你没有这个钥匙,
so without the key,
你不能发射飞弹,
you cannot launch the missile,
也不能打开保险箱,
and you cannot open the safety box that you have in the bank.
换句话说，谁有这一把钥匙？
In the other words, whoever has the key,
就有一个官方或者私人的权利。
Then you have the official authority or your authority to do something.
可以去做某一件事情。
To do something.
所以在这里，钥匙就是权柄。 就是一个权柄。
So in here, we think about this. This key represents some form of authority.
第二，捆绑跟释放的问题。
And then we need to think about the bindings and losing.
我要告诉大家，这两个词其实都是法律的词汇。
The two words was used in this Bible is based on they all legal words.
耶稣时代的拉比。
Back in the time of Jesus Christ, the rabbi.
也常常用这两个字。
They use those two words very frequently.
他们讲的不是真实的那个动作。
They are not talking about a real activity that relating to the words.
他们只是用这个词去表示两个意思。
They're using those words to reflect two distinct meaning.
捆绑表示制裁、禁止。
Binds meaning to prevent and prohibit.
释放表示免罪、准许。
Loose is mean to release.
他们并不是一个实际的动作。
They are not the, they are not a action reality.
所以这一句话其实是在说。
So this word, the real meaning of this verse.
你在地上禁止的，天上也要禁止。
The thing that you prohibited to do on earth will be prohibited in heaven as well.
你在地上准许的，在天上也要准许。
The things that you're allowed to do on earth will also be allowed to do, in heaven.
很显然的
，and very obviously，
这两个词都是在讲权柄。
These two words all related to authority。
所以耶稣到底在说什么呢
？So what is Jesus really trying to say？
耶稣把审判的权柄交给门徒了吗
？Did Jesus give the authority of judging to Peter and his disciples？
还是把宣扬福音的权柄给了门徒呢
？Or he was giving the authority of preaching the gospel to the disciple？
弟兄姐妹，请听着。
I'd like you to pay attention to this。
其实耶稣做的比这两件事更广。
Actually, what Jesus has done is deeper than those two matters。
耶稣是在世界上立了一个属灵的权柄。
Jesus, in fact, was establishing a spiritual authority in this world.
就是由彼得和其他的门徒。
It's through Peter and his disciple.
按着神的意思。
Based on God's plan.
判定世人的行为。
Judge the deeds of the people in this world.
换句话说。
In other words.
耶稣对着这些门徒说
：“Jesus was saying to the disciple,
因为你们真认识我
，because you know me truly,
我可以清楚地让你知道我的意思。
I can really let you know what I truly mean,
因为你们清楚我的意思
，because you understand, what I'm saying,
可以照着我的意思判断地下的事。
Then you can follow.”My will to judge the things on this earth.
这就是为什么地上禁止的，天上也禁止。
And this is why things that are being prohibited on the earth will be prohibited in the heaven.
如果觉得许可的，天上也许可。
If things are being allowed to do on earth, will be also be allowed to do in heaven.
但是大家会说，约翰、彼得这些人都不在了。
But you will think about Peter and all other disciples is not with us today.
那这些权柄还在不在呢
？Now, do we still have this type of authority?
我建议大家这么想。
I'd like to encourage you to think about the following.
如果今天有人要进天国
，If today there's someone who wants to enter the heaven, the kingdom of heaven.
请问透过哪一个途径
？I want to ask you through what matter this person can go to the kingdom of heaven.
我们会说透过基督。
And we will know the most of such. This have to go through Jesus Christ.
因为他是道路、真理、生命。
Because we all know that Jesus Christ is the way, is the truth, and he is the life.
人如果不借着他
，without going through him.
不能到父那里去。
No one can come to the Father except through Jesus Christ.
但是不信的人要透过什么才能认识耶稣呢
？But a non-believer, What can they do to enter the kingdom of heaven?
答案是教会。
The answer is through the church.
各位想一想你自己信主的经验。
I'd like you to kind of reflect on how you become a Christian.
哪一个人信主没有教会的关联的？
I'm wondering whether you have believing God without going through the church.
所以教会是神所充满的。
So the church is being filled by God.
教会就是要彰显神心意的地方。
The church is here to magnify God's plan.
教会是神的器皿。
Church is the vessel for God.
神使用教会让世界上的人可以认识基督。
Through the church, so the people in this world can know Jesus Christ.
换句话说，那个属灵的权柄。
In the other words, the spiritual authority.
今天在教会里。
Is in the church.
上帝让人透过教会，上帝让人透过教会认识他。
God wants us to know him through church.
让人可以进入他的国度。
So the people can enter his kingdom.
同样给教会一个权柄。
So they give the church this authority.
让他成为一个宣扬神的真理。
So it will become a place that can preach the truth of God.
改变这个弯曲悖逆世代的地方。
And change this, the corruption of this world.
但是我们常常忘了。
But a lot of times we forget.
我们忘了基督在教会的心意。
We forgot about God's mind and purpose for the church.
弟兄姐妹，不知道大家有没有一个感觉
？I'm wondering whether you often have this feeling.
基督教会今天好软弱。
A lot of churches are so weak.
我讲的不是我们教会。
I'm not referring to our church.
但是我想我们教会也在当中。
But We are one of them.
这个世界不但出现许多悖逆神的事情。
This world continues to have things that are being rebellious to God.
同性恋婚姻。
Like the gay marriage.
Gay marriage, yes.
Thank you.
或者把许多的罪透过立法。淡化掉。
A lot of time they legalize a lot of crimes.
像是一些欧洲国家允许娼妓存在。
Like a lot of European countries, they allow the prostitute to exist.
性工作者是不犯罪的。
And legalize the entire prostitution.
各位，这些都是悖逆神的。
Brothers and sisters, this is all things that are rebellious to God.
但是不多的教会真正愿意回应这个问题。
But there's not many of the church want to do something about this.
我们忘了上帝给教会的权柄。
We forgot about the authority that God given to the church.
许多教会都把焦点集中在教会自己的事上。
A lot of church only pay attention to the thing they were doing in the church.
但是对外面这个罪恶的世界不闻不问。
But they did not pay any attention to the thing that happened outside of the church.
这不是一个教会。有权柄的教会应该做的事。
This is a church that, if the church with authority shouldn't do this.
我在达拉斯的时候
，When I was in Dallas, Texas,
我参加的是一个，规模很大的美国教会。
I was in a pretty large church back in Dallas.
有一件事情深深的震撼我。
There was one thing that really impressed me.
有一天，当我们到教会的时候
，One day when we enter this church，
那个教会的四周
，surrounding in four walls of the church，
都是同性恋的抗议者
，is all the people that protest the gay marriage，
占据整个街道
，It was the people filled the street，
拿着牌子喊着口号。
And they will all have signs and for the protesting.
你知道为什么吗
？Do you know why?
因为那个教会的主任牧师
，because the chief pastor in that church
公开的在全国1200个电视频道上面
openly addressing in the public TV
反对同性恋
made a statement against gay marriage
各位弟兄姐妹 我不是鼓励我们也要这样子做
I'm not saying we also need to do this
但是当神给教会这个权柄的时候
But when God gave authority to the church
我们要问
We need to ask the following
我们能不能不做
Can we not do this?
如果我们不去影响世界
If we're not doing anything to influence this world
世界就要影响我们
Then the world eventually will catch up with us
我们要去让世界的人知道什么是对的
We need to let the world know what is the right thing to do
不只是福音的好处
Not only the good things coming from the gospel
要知道上帝在世界的心意到底是什么
And we know that we need to let them know God's purpose and meaning for this world
最后在20节
Then in the last verse, verse 20
耶稣吩咐他的门徒
And God said to his disciple,
不要让人知道他是基督, 不要泄露他真正的身份。
Do not let people know he was the Christ.
我想很多人都知道耶稣讲这句话的用意。
Now a lot of people, I think you know what he really means.
就是他的时间还没有到。
Because the timing is not right yet.
如果这个时候让人知道他真正的身份,
if His real status will be known by people.
会掀起许多的波折。
There will be a lot of struggles.
让耶稣宣扬神国福音的工作更加的困难。
And then the mission to spread God's words and kingdom will become very difficult.
大家知道犹太人的观念里面。
I know most probably know that in Jews the idea of Christ.
他们的民族救星。
They're the savior for their people.
这位弥赛亚,
the Messiah.
是一个军事或者政治上的君王。
Has to be a king either in political or military.
他要来带领以色列人反抗异族的统治。
He expected to lead the Israelites to defend other nations.
建立一个纯粹犹太人的国家。
To separate a holy Jewish country.
如果当时门徒向天下宣告耶稣就是基督，就是弥赛亚，
If disciple back then was declaring Jesus is the Messiah,
犹太人不会接受，
And that Israelite will not accept those.
会认为耶稣是假冒的，
They will think Jesus is not the true Messiah.
是异端，
It's one of the extremes.
是别有用心的阴谋家，
It will be someone who want to plot his secret schemes.
无论是哪一个,
no matter who he is,
都会让耶稣陷在政治或是种族的冲突之中。
And no matter what, he will become a conflict in either political or nations.
造成他救赎计划的困扰。
That definitely will become a big barrier in his entire plan.
所以耶稣隐藏了自己的身份。
So Jesus trying to hide his true status.
他选择了一条卑微的道路。
He choose a humble path.
他没有用他的权能逼迫人相信他。
He didn't force people to believe he's a Messiah by his authority.
逼迫那些顽梗的犹太人承认。
And for those stubborn Jews to believe that he is the Messiah.
他是那位大君王,
he is the great king.
可是他却是一个谦卑的君王,
but he's a king of humility.
他宁愿取一条自己受苦的道路,
he rather to choose a way that he himself suffered.
免得耽误了神救赎的计划。
So that God's plan can be fully established.
大家记得以色列人出埃及的时候,
A lot of you remember when Israelite was leaving Egypt.
法老王不让以色列人离开。
The Pharaoh doesn't want did not want Israel, Israelites to leave Egypt.
上帝用他的大能重重的降了十灾。
And God, uses authority and power to, send 10 plagues to Egypt.
让法老王知道你心硬的下场。
So that Pharaoh to pay for his, stubbornness.
如果耶稣要施展他的大能
，If Jesus ever choose his power,
对付那些反对他的祭司、法利赛人。
To do this against the priests and Pharisees,
有什么困难
？What trouble could it be？
这些人没有一个可以抵得住。
No one can resist God's power.
但是他没有用这个方法。
But Jesus didn't choose this method.
他甘愿去做那一只无罪的羊羔。
But he wanted to become the lamb.
替人付上罪的代价。
Pay the price for the ransom,
完成神救赎的计划。
And complete the salvation that God has in plan.
弟兄姐妹，这个是今天的教会应该要效法的。
Brother and sister, this is what the church should follow.
第三个空格，你可以填榜样。
The third bullet will be the example.
我们不要求自己的益处。
We shouldn't seek our own benefits.
要以彰显神的荣耀为目的。
But we need to set our life purpose to magnify God's glory.
我们要为主的再来预备。
We should prepare the second coming for our Lord.
同样的，很多时候我们忘了。
But, and again, a lot of time we forget.
我们忘了我们的榜样是基督。
We forget about the person we need to model is Jesus Christ.
我们的榜样是更大的教会。
And sometimes we model the church to be a bigger church.
我们非常羡慕那些大教会，几千几万人的教会。
We become so envious about other church which has a lot of people.
我们非常觉得他们非常了不起。
We're thinking about those church is great.
我们很想有一天，我们教会也跟成跟他们一样。
We imagine one of these days our church will be like that.
的确，大教会非常丰富。
And we know that the big church has a lot of resources.
它可以有一个很大的场地。
They could have a big area.
他们可以有几百个、上千人的诗班。
They could have a choir of close to 100,000 people.
可以有上百种的主日学课程。
It could have maybe hundreds of different Sunday school.
他们可以有很多很多的事工，你可以参加。
There's a lot of works you can participate.
有很多很多的人，你可以连接。
There's a lot of people you can make connection to in a big church.
这些都是很好的。
Those things are good.
他们真的靠着神的恩典。
They are really establishing the church based on the grace from the Lord.
帮助许多人建立属灵的生命。
It was helping a lot of people. They have a life, spiritual life.
弟兄姐妹真的很好。
Brother and sister, such thing is good.
但是我们要效法的不是那个教会的规模。
But those are not the things we want to learn.
我们要效法的是那个教会怎么样服事的精神。
That we need to learn is how the church will serve the Lord.
怎么样像耶稣一样服侍人的精神
？We need to learn how Jesus is serving people.
各位知道，在加州有一个很大的教会叫做 Saddleback.
We know, you probably know there's a big church in California.
马鞍峰教会
，Saddleback Church.
它有大概六七个分堂。
They have six, Sister churches.
他们的会众人数，几年前我的资料是120,000。
They have a congregation about 120,000.
他们小组的数目
，their small groups.
他们每一个小组4到12个人。
In their small group, there's about average about 4 to 12 people in a small group.
几年前他们小组的数目。
A couple years ago, the number of their small group is
2,400.
There's 2,400 small groups.
你就可以想到那个教会的规模。
You can imagine how the scale of this church.
但是各位
，brothers and sisters,
你知不知道他们的小组在做什么
Do you know what they're doing in a small group meeting?
他们的小组不是关起门来查经。
They are not closing the door to study Bible.
他们的小组不是关起门来吃喝玩乐。
They didn't close the door to eat and drink.
他们的小组可以非常实际的去关怀远方的宣教士。
They actually was able to care for the missionary in a faraway place.
他们去探访养老院的老人家。
They visited people in a nursing home.
去关怀孤儿。
To care for orphans.
去照顾重病的人。
And care for the people who is heavily ill.
去安慰那些单亲的妈妈。
And we're able to care for people that are single parents.
那些失去伴侣。
People that have lost their spouse.
各位，这是我们要效仿的。
And this is something we want to learn.
我们不要看人数。
We shouldn't pay attention to the numbers of congregants in the church.
耶稣在世上只带领了十二个人。
Jesus had led only 12 disciples in this world.
其中还有一个卖了他。
One of them has betrayed Jesus Christ.
但是今天有几亿人因着他这样的服事生命被改变。
But this, we have 100 million people that serve the Lord.
耶稣怎么样走遍各城各乡寻找迷失的人？
Jesus Christ has gone through a lot of villages to find the lost souls.
怎么样到处传扬神国的爱跟真理？
And we're able to preach the love and the truth from the kingdoms of heaven.
怎么样进入人的生命？
Was able to enter the true life of people.
让人得到真正的改变。
So people can really receive the real change.
这是一个教会要效法的弟兄姐妹。
And this is what we really need to follow and learn.
我们是一群有福的。
We are a group of people who has been greatly blessed.
我们有神的启示，我们认识他是永生神的儿子，他是基督。
We have the revelation from the Lord, from God, that we know that we have a true God.
但是弟兄姐妹不要忘记耶稣是教会的根基。
But brothers and sisters, don't forget about this. Jesus Christ is the foundation of the church.
耶稣是教会的权柄。
Jesus Christ is the authority of the church.
耶稣是教会的榜样。
And he is our example that we model.
教会要记得耶稣基督为这个世界所做的。
The church need to remember what Jesus has done for the world.
他怎么样用他一生谦卑的服侍这世代的人？
What Jesus has humbly served this world.
不求他自己的安稳。
Not asking for his own comforts.
不求自己的名利。
Not asking for his fame and fortune.
不求自己的方便。
Not seeking for his own convenience.
只愿意荣耀他的父。
But only seek to glorify Heavenly Father.
完成天父给他的使命
，and complete God's mission，
让更多的人得着丰盛的生命。
So a lot of people can receive abundant life。
这是一个教会该做的。
This is what the church should do。
弟兄姐妹，我要求各位在你的生活里面
，I'd like to ask our brother and sister to do the following。
好好的为我们教会来祷告。
That we will pray earnestly for the church.
让我们不要忘记基督是教会的主。
So we will not forget.
基督是教会的头。
And Jesus is the commanding officer of the church.
基督是教会的元帅。
And Jesus Christ is the commander of the church.
基督是充满教会的那位。
And Jesus Christ is the one that filled the church.
请大家记得三个为教会祷告的事情。
I'd like you to take a note of three things that you can pray for the church.
没有在你的周报上面。
This is not on your bulletin.
但是请大家一定要在你每一天的生活当中为我们教会切切实实的祷告。
And I'd like to ask you to pray for the church earnestly.
第一，求主在教会掌权。
We pray that God keep His authority on the church.
愿他的旨意行在他自己的教会。
So His will be fulfilled in His own church.
让我们教会是一个尊主为大的教会。
That the church is honoring our God.
是个荣耀他的教会。
It's a church can magnify His glory.
我再读一次，让大家可以记下来。
I'm going to repeat this again.
求主在教会掌权。
God continue have His authority in this church.
愿意他自己的旨意行在他自己的教会。
We pray His will be established in this church.
让我们教会是一个尊主为大的教会。
That we honor our God in this church.
是一个荣耀他的教会。
It's a church that magnify His glory.
第二件事。
Second thing.
求主把意象赐给我们教会。
Pray the Lord give us the vision for the church.
让我们的教会是一个有使命的教会。
So the church would have a vision.
借着神的意象凝聚我们。
So through the vision, we can all work together.
让我们所做的一切。
So everything we do.
都是为着基督国度的降临。
Is prepared the comingOf the kingdom of God.
我再讲一次。
Let me repeat this again.
求主把意象赐给我们教会。
Pray Lord give the vision to our church.
让我们的教会是一个有使命的教会。
So the church is a church of vision.
借着这个意象凝聚我们。
Through the vision, we all work together.
让我们所做的一切。
So everything we do.
都是为着基督国度的降临。
Is to prepare the coming of the kingdom of heaven.
第三件事。
The third thing.
求主把谦卑服侍的心放在同工的心里。
We pray God give us a humble heart to serve.
看别人比自己强。
View people are better than us.
不求自己的益处。
Not seeking your own good.
只愿主的旨意成就。
But only seeking God's will to be fulfilled.
我们一起祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray together.
亲爱的主，我们要尊你为大。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to honor you.
因为你是教会的根基。
Because you are the foundation of the church.
亲爱的主，我们要时时刻刻来到你的面前。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to come to you at any time.
因为你把这个至高无上的权柄赐给教会。
So you give the church a supreme authority.
我们何等的惶恐。
That we are so frightened.
这个权柄落在我们的手中。
Now the authority is in our hands.
我们将来怎么样才能够对得起你？
How can we repay you with this authority?
我们怎么样可以跟你交账？
How can we respond back to you?
亲爱的主，求你常常洁净我们。
Lord, continue to cleanse us.
让我们像你自己一样。
So we can follow you.
有那种谦卑服侍世人的心。
So we have a humble heart to serve this world.
让人得着你真正的生命。
So the people can receive the true life from you.
更多来荣耀天上的父。
That we will magnify the glory of God more.
听我们一起的祷告。
Hear our prayer, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姐妹，我们接着要报告家中的事。